Welcome to the Badass Soul Seeking Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Annie Fonte. For the next 30 days, please join me daily in meaningful discussions regarding truth. Each month, I choose a theme that will provide insights and thoughts on a topic important in our daily lives. So for the month of November, we will be talking each day about truth. Howdy, folks. Here we are, November 8th. It's Election Day. I hope, if you haven't already, that you will do your patriotic duty and get out and vote. I happen to believe that this midterm election will determine the health and well-being of our country moving forward. So do your part and go vote. Now, speaking of health and well-being, I have a couple questions for you. One, does your refrigerator and pantry reflect how you want to feel and look? Two, are you currently taking any medications that could be eliminated if you took better care of yourself? And three, are you spending too much time on social media and video games? So, since we're talking about truth this month, here are some facts about the health of Americans. 97% of Americans are failing to meet ideal healthy lifestyle criteria that can protect them from disease and death. 41.9% of adults in our country are obese. Another 32.5% are overweight. That means that between 72 and 75% of the people in this country are in bad health. Additionally, child obesity is at 20%. And when those folks grow up to be adults, they'll join the 41.9%, which it's my guess, unless we all decide to take better care of ourselves, that the obesity rate in this country will increase to close to 50% in the very few years to come. So I would suggest that we have a choice in the matter. We get to choose what we put in our refrigerator and our pantry. We can decide to grow a garden. We can get very intentional about regular exercise. We get to decide if we are sleeping enough, hydrating ourselves enough, surrounding ourselves with inspiring people, and decreasing the amount of time we spend on our devices. Speaking of devices, I want to talk with you a little bit about the effects that screen time can have on children. It can lead to disorders like ADHD, addiction, anxiety, depression, increased aggression, and even psychosis. Most shocking of all is that the recent brain imaging of these children show that excessive screen exposure can neurologically damage a young person's developing brain the same way that cocaine addiction can. Now, I'm not telling you how to parent, but what I am telling you to do the research. Go learn about the negative effects of all this screen time that kids as young as 4 months old are being exposed to. Do your part in helping them be raised in a healthy and wholesome environment. Give them a chance. They don't know better when they're that young, but you do. So please take time to do the research and to learn the negative effects that these devices can have on those precious children of yours. Another thing I want to talk with you about is COVID. We are hopefully, for the most part, past the pandemic of the last 2 years. I'd be curious to know, what did you decide to do during COVID? From the reading I've done, is that most Americans gained between 10 and 15 pounds during those 2 years because they decided to stay home and they weren't socializing as much as they wanted to. So they would sit around and they would eat probably mostly things that weren't good for them and gain weight. They also could have chosen to get on a very healthy exercise regime and plant the garden and do the research on food that would increase their immune system. But sadly, most didn't. Now that we're on the other side of it, I think we're looking back and hopefully we've learned a lot. So if this happens again, we will make better decisions about ourselves, our children, our families, our elderly, our companies, our government, because there's question about the effectiveness of wearing masks. There's questions about the effectiveness of vaccines and boosters. There have been hundreds of thousands of vaccine injuries and tens of thousands of deaths as a result of a vaccine that didn't have to go through the normal clinical trial process that other vaccines do. You have to educate yourself, people. You've got to take the time to learn. Do any of you know what's in the vaccine? I can't find one person that can tell me. During COVID, when it first started, I became a fanatic about reading and learning and listening to podcasts and listening to both sides of the argument, whether it was as deadly as they said it was and how it affected people who had comorbidities and was the vaccine effective once we got to that point, then should one take it, should one not, what were the side effects of it. I researched the shit out of it. And then I decided for myself, I wasn't going to be a part of that. Instead, I was going to choose to increase my immune system by getting a lot of good exposure to the sun each day, growing really healthy vegetables in my garden, digging in the dirt, going on long walks, and taking really good care of myself by getting enough rest, by putting my phone down, by reading a book instead. And so that's the opportunity we have moving forward. Today is an opportunity for you to ask yourself the question, am I taking the best care of myself that I can? And this is when the truth might suck, because I know that at least 72%, probably more, of you out there aren't. That's just the cold, hard facts. And I want to invite you to start making better choices for yourself and your family and your children and those you care about, because you can. And take this opportunity today to really be honest with yourself about what you're willing to do moving forward for yourself to increase the viability and vitality of your life, for your family, and all those people in your life that you care about. So I hope you'll take the time to get really honest about what we've talked about today and decide, are you going to plant the garden, get some exercise, make sure you get enough sleep, drink enough water each day, put your phone down or not? It's your choice. It's a great thing about this country. It's our choice. So I hope you'll choose wisely. And at the very least, whether you decide to make a change or not, tell yourself the damn truth. Okay. And as always, keep your ass in the saddle. Have a kick-ass rest of the day. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.